It's Thursday. That means it's time for Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we sit down with our friends from the University of Arizona. We talk to them about what they're working on in school. I ask them about their plans for the future. And we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Ashley Tolton. Welcome, Ashley.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Oh, of course. What's going on at the U of A in your life?
So right now, I've been working in a research lab for about a year now in Dr. Julie Ledford's lab, and we study a protein called surfactant protein A. It's abbreviated SPA. SPA is important because it's part of the innate immune system. It binds the pathogens so that they can later be destroyed by immune cells.
So before the pathogens get taken out, they get taken prisoner by SPA?
Yep.
Nice. How are you looking at them and what do they look like?
It's kind of cool because SPA looks like a bouquet of flowers. So we know that a deficiency in SPA increases the severity of inflammation in conditions like asthma. Almost 10% of adults in Arizona have asthma. We're trying to see how genetic variations within SPA affect the immune system's response to a trigger of asthma called house dust mite.
Basically, these SPAs, they come in different varieties, like flower bouquets?
Yes, there's two different gene variations. There's one called a Q variation and a K variation. Basically, depending on which one you have, you'll have worse asthma or less worse asthma.
I see, yeah. So they're not all created equal.
Right.
So this is a very specific thing that you're looking at. What is the larger picture of this study?
The larger picture of my study is trying to figure out how HDM chews up the different SPA variations and then seeing how that affects the immune system's response. And then overall, like with all the people in my lab, the ultimate goal is to find better treatments for asthma.
That's a great goal because, like you said, a lot of people have it.
Mm-hmm.
So when are you going to graduate?
In May 2020.
So you got some time.
Yep.
What do you think you might do?
I'm looking at potentially going to law school. I've been interviewing attorneys, just like ask them like, oh, what is your job like and do you like it? And then I applied to a couple of job shadows for over the summer. So hopefully I get one.
Oh, that's really smart strategy. It's good to know that before you jump in the water.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you like to listen to music?
I love to listen to music. Recently, I've been listening to this guy called Rex Orange County, and it's kind of indie music and very chill. I like it.
I know what you're talking about. That is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Right on. Ooh, now I want to play some. Thanks for the inspiration, and thanks for coming to KXCI.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, of course. This is Thesis Thursday, after all. Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.